When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. We ask that you kindly not be that guy, and instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone from their top brands in any condition on any unlimited plan for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 with Galaxy AI.
With new line on my plan, additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control in the dunk. Oh, my
goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
All right, friends, welcome into the program. We are here ready to talk on another Monday. A little jet lag for me. I don't know about you boys, but good to see you.
Yeah. When did you get in?
1:30 this morning.
1:30.
Yeah, it was late getting the flight out of Dallas, but that's just the flight you had to catch, right, to get back. So it's all good.
Fun trip. What kind of attendance did the Ole Miss fans?
It was pretty good. They had an alumni event on Saturday, which was pretty well attended, underneath the stadium, which was nice for the fans to kind of see some behind-the-scenes part of Globe Life and where the Rangers play. And Mike spoke, and players were there for them to just kind of see a little bit. But, you know, I think some of the heaviest attendance was Ole Miss versus Texas, which was about 1,500 is what they announced, so I don't know. Texas probably didn't draw quite as well as you would think, but they had a good crowd. But for Ole Miss, I thought it was pretty decent, a nice loud crowd. A lot of former players were there from all ages were there that showed up.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Gary, if I had to say, give me one takeaway, and that's so hard to do, maybe you can do two or three. I mean, you were there. You called every inning of the game. You were there in person in much better field than everybody else that watched it on TV. What was your takeaways from this team?
Defensively, I like what I saw. I thought, and I even said to you guys beforehand, I think the outfielders saved 4 or 5 runs over the weekend, right? Maybe more than that. That was a big, spacious park. I don't know if they'll play in one quite like that. That was the thing in talking with Isaac Humphrey after the first game. He goes, this place is big, right? And they covered a lot of ground, and they did some things there. I think they're better infield-wise as well. Just seeing Hunter Elliott back out there again was huge for all counts. Early the starting guys are kind of, you know, they're working them in a 70-75 pitch count mode if they can get there and do that. But I think the one thing that we noticed was defensively this group was better. I think Coach B talked about it a little bit earlier there with Richard about defense and things. I think they were better there, and I think there's a lot of competition for playing spots. It's not like you came in knowing this guy's going to stay at third all year long and nobody's going to take him out, right? This guy's going to play shortstop the whole time and nobody's going to move him. They got a lot of older guys and some of these new guys and the transfers, and that's why it's good that you can hopefully play in Arkansas State on Tuesday and in Eastern Kentucky on the weekend to continue to find some things out. You went from, wow, we pitched it really well, played defense well, won a close game, to, ugh, what happened against Texas? And then you bounce back with 3 new guys in the lineup, guys moving around a little bit, and they have a lot to think about. I'm encouraged by what I saw for sure.
Chuck, what was one or two takes you had?
That was my word, encouraging.
Yeah.
You know, like you say, I think it's huge to have Hunter Elliott back, see him do what he did. You know, that doesn't guarantee he's going to do that every outing, but for a first outing, just masterful, I thought. I was happy with the offense.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they didn't hit Texas very well at all, two hits, but I thought that last game showed that they can swing the bats, and hopefully that continues.
Yeah.
They're going to have four or five guys when you think of Hill, Humphrey, Mormon, Sanford. I think there'll be double-digit or more home run guys.
Yeah.
You tomorrow.
No, if there's five.
Furnish.
Yeah, the guy that hit it 450. I probably should have remembered
that
guy.
Should remember him.
Yeah. They're going to have five. That's right. Four or five for sure that are going to be double-digit home run guys. Or I can see some of them maybe getting into that 15 to even above range.
And I'll add one more. Colin Reuter, the catcher from BYU that played first base, if he gets enough at-bats.
That'll
right?
be the thing.
So the depth, will he get those at-bats to get double digits? I don't know.
And they got guys that can run. They've got guys that can run.
Yep.
Luke Hill can steal a base. Unimark can steal a base, even though he's the first one you want off the bus for that big dude. He can flat fly as well. Federico can run. Randall can run.
Yep.
You could see they've got guys, Pano and Chang, if they're able to get on. They've got guys that they can kind of now combine and do a little bit of all of it. And they did it against three good teams. I know Arizona didn't win a game. Whatever. They're going to win some games in the Big 12, and Texas is going to be pretty good, and I think you'll see Clemson be one of the top three or four teams in the ACC. So, as Chuck and I both said, encouraging is the big word that I got.
I agree.
Out of that one. All right, we got Gordon Ford coming up to talk basketball with us in the next segment, and then a little bit later on, Brad Henderson, who was on the call of the game with me for the next two, for the last two games, will be with us, and we'll get Hindu's thoughts on it as well. Let's save your five thoughts for a little bit, Yancey. And I got to remind everybody about First South Farm Credit. Over 100 years of experience supporting rural communities and agriculture. They're ready to help you with your financial journey at First South Farm Credit. So we'll get into basketball. We'll get into baseball again. Saturday was just a bad sports day for a Rebel fan. There's no doubt about it all the way around.
It always goes that way.
Yep.
You either win them both or you lose them both. But I swear every time they lose a game, they're going to lose that next one in the next sport. It happens every time.
We'll check in with Gordon about that and a few other things as we continue the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we want to see you satisfied. If you don't see what you're looking for online or on lot, it can still be yours. From the model you want down to the color you're after, we got you covered. Don't see the one on our website or at the dealership, we'll find it. Test drive a new Chevrolet Equinox or tell us exactly what you're searching for today. Let us do the legwork for you on all your new or pre-owned vehicle needs. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats the Cannon deal. Nobody.
Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. McGraw Real Estate.
The experts at Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine are the trusted orthopedic team physicians for your Ole Miss Rebels. Their specialists provide elite orthopedic care using state-of-the-art technology and personalized treatment plans to get you back on your feet faster. From mom's sprained ankle to your son's football injury, Oxford Ortho is here for your family. With offices located in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Tupelo, their physicians are always close by when you need them. Oxford Ortho and Sports Medicine is the official orthopedic team physicians for you and your Ole Miss Rebel.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
All right, friends, basketball discussion now. Then we'll get into the baseball with Brad Henderson, as we'll also get Yancey's Five Things brought to you by Outback Steakhouse in just a few minutes as well. But let's bring up our buddy Gordon Ford and chat with him for just a little bit. Hey, G.
How's it going, man?
Good. How about you?
Good, other than that game Saturday, it was a really disappointing loss.
G-Man, I thought that was probably the most embarrassing loss under the new arena, leaving that stadium. I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed for the performance. I was embarrassed for the fans, for the university, for Beard. You know, now State gets to hang, oh, we're 3-1 against Beard, and he's going to hear that for another year. It was embarrassing.
It was very embarrassing, and I have to totally agree with you. And one thing is, I'm telling you, I didn't even answer my phone the next day. I mean, I was just in disbelief and, you know, and listening to Beard afterwards. And, you know, he had good points. There's a lot of soul searching that needs to be done with that team.
Well, you just kind of hope that last year, I forgot what loss it was, Chucky, I can't remember. Maybe you can.
It was Auburn, where they played so bad and got out rebounded.
And then they, you know, they proceeded to lose, I believe, 9 out of 10. They, I think, won one in the tournament game, just went in a total tank. You hope – I don't think that's going to happen this year. I'm not a Kool-Aid drinker. It was a bad game. Chucky's of the belief they were just more athletic, more physical than Ole Miss, period. But I really think we saw Beard in the post game of the South Carolina game – talking about how bad this team needed an off week. They hadn't had an off week, and they were hurting and sore and tired, and that really kind of made me a little weary going into the State game. And then the line came out at 5.5, and it got down to 3 by game time. And you're like, what is going on here? They didn't hit a shot, I don't believe, outside of 2 feet outside of Juju's shot when the game was totally over to make it 13-10 points with like 30, 40 seconds left. For the last 25 minutes of the game, it seems like their legs were very tired.
Yeah, I agree with you. We were missing layups. Brakefield missed a layup. I think Dia missed one. And, you know, several. We were turning the ball over. It just wasn't a good chemistry or good situation that game.
Chuck, what are your thoughts?
I just thought it was a bad matchup for us athletically. They've got 4 or 5 guys in that 6'5", 6'6", range that – I don't know that we have anybody like that other than maybe Dre Davis. They scored 44. Those guys scored 44 points, and just we had no answers for them. And they don't have a reputation of shooting very well. And, you know, they've lost some games. But I just thought that on that day it was a bad matchup.
So you think it was more the matchup than being tired and having
jello
legs?
Well, no, I think being tired had was a factor.
But think about the losses and these teams and what they have in common. Memphis, Auburn, Mississippi State twice.
Yep.
They all have those big physical dudes inside that could just wear on you constantly in 40 minutes of basketball.
And
Alabama, Kentucky, though.
Bigger perimeter guys. Well, but we played almost perfect ball against those guys. Yeah. And that's what it would have taken Saturday to me, is for us to play a really good game, to beat Mississippi State right now.
But here's the
deal. Texas A&M, too, they had those two big dudes that eventually kept wearing things down. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying they can't beat any of those teams. I think they're good enough to beat those teams.
They got to play.
They should have.
That is the matchup kind of situation that can cause this Ole Miss basketball team an issue.
A&M, they were clearly the better team for 38 of those minutes. They just totally fell apart. But the thing about Mississippi State, they haven't only been getting beat lately. I mean, they've been getting down by more than 30 points. I think out of their last five games. I mean, they're getting absolutely destroyed, and teams are getting wide open shots.
Chuck played the game and can tell you, though, like, it's matchup driven. Yeah. Basketball is matchup driven.
State's given up so many open, they're dead last in wide and uncontested threes in 300 and something teams in D1. Basketball. They're third from last. I believe they're 316 in three-point defensive efficiency. And I don't think Ole Miss had an open look in either game they played them. But maybe the first game, I think Morrell had one at the top of the key. But, you know, they double down on the low post guy, and it leaves guys open on the wing all game long, whoever they play, and they kill them by doing that. And the State people have been livid about it. But Ole Miss couldn't get any open looks, Chucky. Why have they been able to fail against everybody but Ole Miss defensively?
I don't know. I think just matchups were bad. Who's going to guard Kugel? Who's going to guard Melendez? Who's going to Harris, Johnson? They just kept throwing those 6'6 guys out there that were real athletic and long, and we had no answers.
And Kugel and Melendez have done zilch since the Ole Miss game, like the last eight games. They've done zilch, and they play just like they did in Starkville. I mean, they played great.
I was told that they've been pouting a lot, though, and that Jans has got them back from pouting.
I thought Jans really worked the officials in the first half. He just cried and cried and cried, and he got every single
call. But he's a good
coach. And I think State's a good basketball team. I wouldn't be surprised to see State go on a run right now and start to get it together. I think they hit a slump, and Ole Miss is just what they needed, probably because of a matchup problem, like you said, Chuck, and Gary, and G-Man.
And fatigue.
And they got their bye week. They just came off of theirs. They were fresh. They were desperate because they knew that, they had to play A&M right after that. They were facing 5-8.
I can see one or two, if not three, of these teams that are going to finish 7th, 8th, 9th in the SEC playing in the Sweet 16. It's good enough.
Oh, yeah. And some That's of the top enough. Teams
thing,
get beaten.
But, yeah, one
we're
thing,
not, we're not one hitting thing, our guys, formula.
Is we have a team that we play on Saturday that is as big as we are, size-wise. They are 6'8", 6'7", 6'7", 6'4". I mean, Vanderbilt is probably the best matchup with our team, size-wise, that we're going to play.
Yeah, I see that.
And G-Man, they're going to be fresh. They're going to have, 4 or 5 days off here, and they're going to be – hopefully they're going to be played like a pack of pissed-off rebels. I mean, I think we're going to learn what direction this team is going to go in for the remainder of the year Saturday. I'm a true believer.
I agree.
In that.
Tough place to play, too.
It is. I mean, even if you lose but you fight and, you're in – if they just go there and get beat 12 to 18 points and look like a day school, things can – turn for ugly
but
in a hurry.
You don't know what you're getting with Vanderbilt. I mean, they beat Kentucky. Yep. They beat Tennessee. They go to Oklahoma and get beat 30. And, we are a very good matchup for them. I mean, difficult matchup. We're small and more athletic. And, the bottom line is they try to play a half-court game. And, they got a great coach in Mark Byton. And we're going to see what happens.
So your schedule is at Nashville.
To me, the bottom line with this team, though, and it's been the bottom line.
It's rebounding. That's never going to change, Chuck.
When we are closer with them, we tend to win the game. But when we get beat by a dozen or 15 or 20 rebounds, we lose.
Yeah.
And now, if we're within 4 or 5, we're usually going to win.
My telltale is how many 3-point shot attempts that we make in a game. I think 24 against State. Every loss they had outside of Auburn, 35 or more. So that just lets you know that they're getting pushed around inside and had to settle for longer shots. And but State, they, you know, they only attempted 24 and lost. So you're right. The rebounding is going to be, I mean,
Malik D is not getting pushed outside. He's just going outside. And why?
What'd he take? Three three-point shots in a row from the corner. And then he came out for like eight minutes of the game.
I just don't get that. I really don't.
I know.
He's our only – I mean, he played inside. He played inside like a terror against Alabama. Just tore them
four
up. Games,
the first four games of the SEC. 19 and he's had
rebounds,
other good moments.
22
yeah.
points 24. Against Alabama.
Yeah.
And then, don't get me started on that.
Well, you know, unfortunately, Dia is the closest Ole Miss has to a true NBA player. And they're going to – you know, when he plays poorly, it struggles for Ole Miss. And when he plays decent, they're – pretty good, and if he's on his game, then they're about unbeatable. But you hate to have to be in that situation.
All right, Gordon, thanks for being with us again, buddy.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, G-Man.
This part of the show brought to you by the Farese Group, your partner in retirement. The Farese Group has over 20 years of experience, proven track record to help in your investment retirees and not outlive those savings during their retirement. Give them a call, 601-607-4141 for a free consultation.
Imagine years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student-athletes, and the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student-athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty Toddy and go Rebs.
My name is Connor Griffin. I'm thankful for Mississippi Sports Medicine just for all that they've done for me.
All of the doctors there, they just care about our children, and that's just so important to me as a parent. It's very rewarding to have compassionate people as a part of our family's health journey.
You kind of learn your body at a young age, and if you want to perform at the best, your body has to be at the best as well. At the end of the day, it's my body before a game, so I got to take care of that when I need to.
Mississippi Sports Medicine has 21 subspecialized physicians, urgent care, and no referral needed. Learn more today at MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
You know what makes a good football team? Players with heart and lots of practice. In fact, that's also what makes a good law firm. At Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law, we've had lots of practice and we've got plenty of heart. We're out there fighting the big insurance companies every day. After a car or truck wreck, let the pros at Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law level the playing field between you and the insurance company. 662-533-9111.
Gamble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, friends, we'll bring Brad Henderson into the discussion in just a few, but let's catch up on a few things we need to do. We've got a text message coming up. We'll talk about an injury. But five things with Yancey, brought to you by Outback Steakhouse and Steve Grantham, who operates nine of them in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, first thought of the day. Obviously, Saturday's showing against Mississippi State was the most disappointing showing in the Beard era. They played uninspired ball in the last 25 minutes and didn't play like a team facing their most heated rival. Thought number two, I do not think a lot of what transpired Saturday was due to them just being tired. We heard Beard speak about it after the South Carolina game. Their legs were like jello, and that's why they simply couldn't hit a shot. But like Chuck has said, it simply was not a good matchup. Hopefully the matchup's better against Vandy. Thought number three, what a great way to start the baseball season. Outside the one bad inning against Texas in the fourth, the Rebels played really good baseball. Taking two or three against top 25 teams is exactly what this team needed to regain their confidence after the last two seasons. Thought number four, I spoke at length about the baseball team's depth last week on this show. Now everyone is getting a glimpse why. There was a different lineup in each game outside a couple players, yet they all showed they can bring something to the plate. I really believe this is Bianco's deepest team in the field during his 25-year era at Ole Miss. Thought number five, the biggest questions left on this baseball team is how to put together 16 quality position players into a nine-man lineup and solidifying the starting weekend rotation. Your starters have to give you more than three innings. We'll see if that was a blip or a trend. The good news, if it does become a trend, there looks to be several good candidates to fill those holes.
Absolutely. Now to the text messages at 426-1093. The first one, and I've heard this from others as well, why does it seem more times than not Mississippi State, regardless of the sport, always brings more to the rivalry?
It's just ingrained in that school. It doesn't matter if it's mathematics or taking care of cheese or animals or what it is. I mean, everything at that university, their whole focus is Ole Miss. And, it carries over to the matchups.
Then he said, P.S., Luke Hill should have gotten SEC Player of the Week. He was really good, but he did not get that. And it was good to see a lot of things from Luke, to go in the opposite way, doing it with power, with the triple and the home run. Really good. And then someone was asking what the shooting percentages were for Ole Miss in the first 10 minutes of the game. I can't tell you the first 10 minutes of the game. And then looking for State's percentages. I'll try and pull what they were for the full game. There's no way this quickly I think we could pull up what happened as far as the first 10 minutes.
They were okay for the first 10 minutes. 12, well, even yeah. more longer than that, probably about minutes. 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. But then, it just looked like nothing was falling.
Yeah, I mean, with 5 minutes to go before half, I think Ole Miss was up 7, and they were 5 of 11 from 3. Yeah. And then with 30-something seconds left, they were 5 of, 24 from 3, and then Juju hit the meaningless 3
there. Yeah, so they went 0 for 14 or 10, 12, something.
And it wasn't only the three-pointers. They couldn't hit a shot outside of 2 or 4 feet. I mean, they just simply couldn't make a shot. It was disappointing. And you could tell, Beard was absolute. I haven't seen him that mad at any game he's coached at Ole Miss. He didn't rant and rave on the floor and yell at his players or the refs. You could just see it bowling in. And he brought in all 5 starters, and he wanted to do that. Like, hey, you answer these questions. I wish some of the media would have been a little bit even more with him. And I think he wanted the media to really grill him. But, and he was playing players that haven't played all season. I'm not sure Coward's even come in this year. And he got serious minutes. It wasn't like a token 30-second play. I mean, he played a lot those last 10 minutes. The freshman Eduardo Chuck, he's hit a stone wall.
Right, he looked really bad Saturday.
I mean, he looked like a
colt that had just been born. I mean, he was falling all over the place and legs.
The wide open lineup. Where he
missed 2 free throws. I mean, he fell down with 2 free throws.
It
just looked like the situation was too big for him.
Yeah, and I don't know why. I don't know if it's because maybe he's disappointed his minutes have been going down and he wanted to perform really well.
There's no question.
I think that has to be a lot in the factor too, but I still think he's going to be a good player.
Text message is brought to you by Cannon Cleary McGraw, CCMOxford.com.
Gary, we didn't get a text message on it, but what was your take on that hidden ball? I understand it wasn't. It shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
It looked like, and it did. As I was watching the play, it looked like he handed the ball to the pitcher. And then I look down to start reading a note. And then as I look up, I see, third baseman run by and tag. I mean, they sold it very well. And I think also, and I don't know, they showed a couple of replays. It looked like Clem was at the last trying to get a time called. But
they called
time.
Oh, still called time. Somebody put it on your message board.
No, but by rule, that shouldn't have been allowed.
He didn't get on the. He didn't touch the dirt. The pitcher never got back on the dirt.
Right.
But so it's fine.
But the ball wasn't in play until the.
But you can do that as long as the pitcher doesn't get on the dirt, walk up there, and then act like he's about to pitch.
Once the ump calls time, and then the pitcher.
But it wasn't called time.
There was a screenshot. Yeah. Yeah.
Two
on. I understand.
Both of them called timeout.
They didn't allow one. That's, they didn't allow it though. They didn't allow the time called. There was no stop.
Who didn't allow it?
Well, they obviously got the hidden ball, right?
Out. Two umps, the third base.
Fine, but they didn't allow it, correct?
I think the umps blew it.
They did not give time call.
Reportedly, Chase Parham for Rivals said that, you know, they apologized to the Ole Miss staff that they missed the call. I don't know.
All right, we didn't get to the injuries with Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Not many. We'll try and do that a little bit, too, at the end, and I'll give you more information on that when we come back.
I like coconuts. You can break them open, and they smell like ladies lying in the sun.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Working hard is worth it if you're seeing results. And when it comes to working out, the same thing is true. You want the maximum benefit in the time you have, and that's exactly what Tonal is built for. And with their latest iteration, Tonal 2, you can ensure your workout is more tailored and effective than ever. Tonal's at-home strength training system uses adaptive weight to learn from your movement and set the optimal weight for every move, adjusting in 1-pound increments up to 250 pounds, challenging even the most advanced users to push their limits. You can also experience a full body burn with the new Aero HIIT workouts, the perfect blend of heart-pumping cardio and strength. Plus, the new built-in Smart View leverages a high-resolution camera that lets you see yourself during your workout, analyzes your movement, and provides real-time coaching, just like a personal trainer. Right now, Tonal is offering our listeners $200 off your Tonal purchase with promo code 200TONAL. That's Tonal.com, and use promo code 200TONAL for $200 off your purchase. That's Tonal.com. Promo code 200TONAL for $200 off.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at RiverlandLLC.com or call 844-901-ROOF. Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we want to see you satisfied. If you don't see what you're looking for online or on lot, it can still be yours. From the model you want down to the color you're after, we got you covered. Don't see the one on our website or at the dealership, we'll find it. Test drive a new Chevrolet Equinox or tell us exactly what you're searching for today. Let us do the legwork for you on all your new or pre-owned vehicle needs. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody.
Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
And here we go, friends. Cannon Motors, Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Gary, Chuck, and Yancey. Let me tell you about Oxford Orthopedics Sports Medicine, the team of physicians for the Ole Miss Athletics, and give you this number, 662-513-2000. You can request an appointment at the website as well, OxfordOrtho.com. Any injuries that we know of or need to speak on?
Well, we still got to worry a little bit about Matthew Morrell. He certainly doesn't look like himself. I think he's got two lower body injuries that he's dealing with, and what I was told is he's not practicing any.
He had practice this year. I was told he has some torn in one leg. It's going to be surgery, and he's just gutted it out. He, 99.9% of the time you'd have season-ending surgery, and that was the original injury, and then he's with the other leg, but he has a torn ligament is what I understand.
My question is, when does he become a detriment? Because he's not playing that well, in my opinion.
Well, with Eduardo, you could kind of ease those minutes over there like they were at the beginning of the year, but now Eduardo's hit a brick wall, it seems like. I mean, who do you play in this place?
Barnes. I'd say
yeah.
Barnes.
Yeah.
All right, let's bring in our guest, Brad Henderson, who's on the line. Save me on Saturday and Sunday. Hello, Hindu.
Hey, man.
Hindu, I asked Gary, y'all were there in person and got to see every inning and watch them warm up and all that. If someone were to say, give me your one or two biggest impressions of the difference between last year and this year, they would be what?
Well, I think I heard you ask Gary that, and I would probably say several of the same things he did, but just a few takeaways. And he mentioned this as well, defensively, especially in the outfield, we are extremely athletic. I was happy to see the way we played defensively in that type of environment, those type teams we played against. And then you kind of look at the game within the game. As I happened to drive there on Friday because I couldn't make Friday's game and I was listening to it. And really one takeaway there is you get – obviously Hunter gives you a great outing, right? And then you turn the ball over to Mason Morris, who did a nice job. But the leader of that back end bullpen is Connor Spencer. And they knew that going in, and you had to ask him to get four outs against a quality team, and he gets out of the eighth, and then he walks the first two in the ninth. And what you didn't need to happen was him to blow that save, and then where are you mentally as a team? Yeah. And he was able to get an out on the bunt play, strike the next guy out, and get the next guy to fly out, and we win it. And, boy, do you feel good about that. I just – that's kind of one of those game within the games, a small part of it. And I thought that was huge. And it kind of got us off to a good start on what turned out to be a really good weekend for the Rebels.
Gary, you were there with Spencer's outing there. I don't recall him throwing any all-speed pitches. It was all fastball.
Mostly, yeah. And then he was 94, 95, 96.
Yeah.
May have thrown one or two, but not many. He was – I mean, that's what he's going to do for the most part, too. He's just going to challenge you with it.
Yeah, in the spring scrimmages I went to, he was mixing it in really well with some all-speed pitches, and that was something he wasn't doing a whole lot last year. And I was like, wow, he's going to be really hard to touch this year with the all-speed pitches. But maybe they just – you know, it's kind of like your golf grip. You try to change it, and you do it on the driving range. But once it's game time, you know, you kind of go back to your old golf grip. I don't know, but you know, like you said, Hindu, that was a huge table setter there to get that win. And then, you know, we moved to Texas Saturday, Hindu, and you know, you were there for that one. And you know, we played fine the first three innings, and then they shellac it. You know, 7-8 spot there in the fourth inning. But outside of that one inning, overall for the weekend, I thought they played well.
Yeah, it was. And that game, it, you know, Raleigh threw really well the first three innings, and then they got to him there in the fourth, and you just hoped that, you know, Tocoyan could get you out of there. And if you get out of there four or five runs, you're still in the game. But once they kept adding on, you felt like, man, this is getting away from us, because we weren't doing anything offensively, and we only had – two hits to show for it. And then you go back to the drawing boards a little bit. And, you know, it's just one of those games. They beat us. They played better than we did that day. And nothing kind of went our way. And they made the plays. You tip your hat, right? You hear it saying all the time, you're not going to go 56-0. And we took one on the chin. And Coach B has talked about this. The challenge was, how do you respond? And I'll be honest, after seeing the three teams, I'm still not so sure that Clemson is not the best out of those three teams that we played. And you turn around and you run rule them. And so it was a great response. You know, we played three guys that hadn't played all weekend yesterday. All three were impact guys, and everybody played their role. And it was a solid way to end. I was telling Gary, actually, and we talked about it on the radio, you know, had we won Friday, Saturday, lost yesterday, you get on that airplane and you kind of got your your tails tucked.
Yeah.
And but the way we did it, you get on that airplane, everybody's excited and ready to get back to Swayze. So it's such an emotional game, but you got to take it one day at a time. And, you know, the guys felt good about it, and they'll be ready to go tomorrow against Arkansas State.
You know, another thing that really popped out and was going to be one of my five thoughts is, because of this depth on the team this year, you've got options, whether there's a left-hander or a right-hander. Now, Bianco is trying to see who can play what at the beginning of the season, predetermine the lineups. I believe he said he filled them on Wednesday. But, you know, if you bat that Sunday lineup against Texas on Saturday, which was right-handed dominant against, you know, their ace left-handed pitcher, it might, you know, from an offensive standpoint, totally different. But as we go into the season, now you're going to – you can, you know, you got a left-hander, you go right-handed dominant lineup, you go right-hander, you go left-handed dominant lineup, whereas these last few years, it seems like it's been a squad nothing but left-handers.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a luxury and a curse, you could probably say, because you go back to 22 when we won it, you knew the eight that were going to be penciled in, right? And, yeah, and you knew who was going to play, and that's certainly a luxury. But it's also nice to know you got 12, 14 guys right now that are competing, fighting for those spots. And I'll be honest with you guys, it may be 2, 3, 4 weekends into conference play before we really know how things are going to shake out. And I think as far as the pitching goes, the same way. You know, since I've been doing this will be my sixth year, we've never had a starting rotation the first weekend be the starting rotation the last weekend.
No.
And some of that's due to injury, some of that's due to performance. And some of that's due to some guys just blossoming. And I think that's going to be the case this year, but it's, I think we go 14 deep on the mound, and I think we certainly go 12, 14 deep as position players. And I heard you talk about it earlier. This may be one of the deepest teams Coach B has had. We'll just have to see how it plays out.
Yeah, there's not the star power, you know, the high first-round draft picks that we've seen in the past, but it's just deeper. You know, there's just more better players. And an interesting development, you know, a lot of fans thought that maybe Kate Townsend would get the nod tomorrow against Arkansas State. And then, you know, someone that came out of nowhere, as far as the fans are concerned, Alex Kenny is going to get it, the transfer from Tampa. Then I start looking him up, and I barely know anything about the guy. He compiled a 24-3 record at Tampa, 222 innings he tossed with a 2.68 ERA. He had 195 strikeouts and 28 walks. So that's extreme high walk to strikeout ratio. Have you heard anything about this Tampa transfer? I mean, obviously they're very high on him for to get the first start.
Yeah, super
in the midweek.
High on him. Super high on him. Yeah, they are, Yancey. And he's a D2 All-American, and he's got it in him. But again, you kind of get lost in the shuffle sometimes when you're, you know, 13, 14, 15, 16 deep on the mound. But no, they are super high on him, and they probably had this planned going into this, or at least had him as this option. Depending on how things shook out this weekend. But, no, I'm excited to see him throw tomorrow. He had a good fall. He's had a good spring. So, yeah, should be a good complement to that staff. And, again, one of those guys in his mind and in the staff's mind that if he keeps performing, he's going to keep pushing those weekend guys. So, obviously, a huge opportunity tomorrow. It's going to be chilly. It always is this time of year, but excited to see the guys. I know they're ready to get back home and play in front of our home crowd.
What do you think about Hooks?
Hooks is the real deal.
Yeah.
He's the real deal. And you talk about, I heard Gary talk about Judd getting off the bus. You want him the first one off the bus. Well, you want Hooks second.
Right there behind him.
He's 6'4", 250, and just solid as a rock. But I thought he went out there. And his ball strike ratio was incredible. It was probably, if I'm guessing, 65 to 70% strikes, and they were quality strikes. I thought he threw his breaking ball, and the moment wasn't too big. I mean, here you go, big guy, here you go. Here's Texas. They've got runners on, but you got to come in and get us off the field, and that's exactly what he did. What did he go, 2 1/3, 3 1/3? I don't remember the numbers.
Yeah, they
but,
touch him. Nobody's
they're super
touched
high
him.
On him. He and Kate Townsend both, another freshman. I'm excited to see him throw at some point. They're going to run him out there. He was actually warming up with Hooks, and they just went with Hooks against Texas. But, yeah, kid's got a good head on his shoulders, comes from a high-quality family, a good baseball program there down in Brandon where they won the state last year, the 7A state championship, and ultimately at some point he will pitch on the weekends for Ole Miss. Now, whether it be this year, time will tell, but just a great first outing for that young man.
Now, anytime you have a left-hander that can throw five different pitches and for strikes consistently like he does, it mixes his speeds. And the thing about it, Hindu, is it looks like it's effortless for him. He's not putting much strain when he throws the ball. He looks like one of those guys, you know, like you said, you know, 200. He's just like built like a defensive end. He's one of those guys that's got a rubber arm because he's not putting a lot of effort into it. You know, he's not trying to throw it 95 miles an hour, but he throws three different fastballs. He throws, you know, speed-wise. He's, you know, throwing a slurve. He's throwing a slider. I mean, he's got so much in his arsenal, and the moment was never too big for him.
Yeah, and that's what you worry about, not only with the freshmen, but the transfer guys too. You know, are they so amped up that they go out there, and if they typically are 90 to 92, are they trying to throw 96? And typically when you do that, you get in trouble, you get out of your mechanics, you get out of rhythm, and he certainly did not do that. He stayed within himself, and it was the quality of pitches. I mean, it's nice to be able to run out there and be a lefty and throw that hard, but he was in total control, which you kind of – obviously those are question marks that Joel Mangrum, the new pitching coach, he doesn't know. He's never seen these guys play against other teams. And So that was refreshing to see. I think they expected it, but you never do truly know until you run him out there. And so, obviously, he's got an appearance under his belt, and he'll only get better and grow from that.
What was your impression of McCausland?
Yeah, I thought he was good. I mean, obviously, he filled it up as well. And I had a friend of mine that I played with that was in attendance, made the trip from Oxford, and he said, man, we have absolutely filled up the zone as a staff. And he could see that sitting down the left field line. And McCausland, you know, the fastball is good. It's set 90-92, but it's really that cutter slider that's what kind of enabled him to keep Clemson at bay. There were times they had opportunities, and he'd go to that cutter. He'd start it out down the middle of the plate, and those right-handers would just run out of barrel. And, again, it was a high-pressure situation. I know the score didn't dictate it because we jumped out in two innings and we're leading 7-0. But they continued to put pressure on us. They continued to score runs. And fortunately for Ole Miss, we continued to answer. But Will McCausland was huge, and it'll get overlooked. You know, it'll get overlooked by Luke Hill's game, Uttermark's 450-foot home run, Hayden Federico, you know, getting three huge hits, Luke Chain just playing lights out. And hit, you know, those will overlook what Will McCausland did, but they shouldn't. He kept those – I think that's a top-10 offense in the country. I really do. And he held them at bay and allowed our offense to just continue to score.
Last question here. I'm sorry, Chuck. And maybe we can do two more. I don't know, Gary, to see. But Federico, the way that he played, he was the buzz. The whole preseason scrimmages, you know, just fans talking about him. We saw him at the plate. We hear that he's even better defensively. What do you do now there at second base? Do you move Sly Judd over there to first base?
You know, I mean, I don't get paid what those guys get paid to make those decisions. And, you know, but obviously he has probably earned himself another start. And, you know, this is a kid that had a 500 on-base percentage through the fall and spring. So, you know, he was just buying his time, and he took advantage of it. And Mike and Clem, they'll figure out where those guys are going to go. And, again, I'm going to say it again. It may take 4, 5, 6 weeks to figure it out. But he's a dirtbag. He doesn't do anything exceptional. He just does everything really, really good. And it comes from, obviously, if you listen to us, his dad is the head coach at Louisiana Monroe. That's all his kid's ever known is baseball. And he's a dirtbag and wants to be on the field and wants to help the team any way he can. And it was sure good to see him get off to the start he did. And it's a luxury that he's a switch hitter as well.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you as always.
Awesome, my man. Glad to have you back. Look forward to it.
Yeah, other than I'm not going to listen to you guys before it starts anymore, because I'd hate to know what y'all said if I went 0-4 the way y'all talk about
it. This portion of the show is brought to you by Gateway Tire, serving you since 1929. 54 Lake locations in 8 different states. They go the distance for you. Back in a minute.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color t-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Sell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags. Anything, everything, all. Miss.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway, to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, friends, we are in the final moments of the program, and it's time for your SEC and Ole Miss News, brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. Van Atkins, the South's leader in estate jewelry and diamond solitaires, and as Chuck always says, you know she's worth it. Shout out Mark Byers, 300 wins at the helm of the Ole Miss women's tennis team, most in this history, school's history, leading in the SEC as well with a win that they got last time out. Longtime good women's tennis coach. AP men's basketball, Auburn number one, Florida number two, Bama number four, Tennessee six, A&M seven, Mizzou 15, Kentucky 17, State 21, Ole Miss falls to 24. Number one Auburn, number two Florida still on the schedule, with number six Tennessee the rest of the way for Ole Miss.
At Auburn, at Florida, too.
Right. Tennessee here.
That's the bad news.
With the at Vandy and Oklahoma.
I think Tennessee's the most overrated team in the country. That's just me, though.
And they're one of those that just don't know what you're going to get from time to time.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into the Red and Blue Chip recruiting segment brought to you by the Grove Collective. Their mission is to create and enhance NIL opportunities for all Ole Miss student-athletes.
Yeah, one of the top 50 national recruits is just down the road in Tupelo, Mississippi. Jaylen McCoy, a big 6'7", 255-pound defensive end, decommitted Chucky from LSU after visiting Ole Miss the prior weekend. A lot of crystal balls are coming in for Ole Miss as of late. Brandon High cornerback Preston Ashley, the son of Tyrone Ashley. Chucky, I know you used to cover him. He has a boy that they're from Brandon, and he was selected to the Under Armour All-American game after his performance at the Combine this past weekend. The nation's number four tight end, Mark Suter, 6'6", 255. I like those big old tight ends, Chucky. Has trimmed his list to Alabama, Illinois, Ohio State, Ole Miss, and Penn State. He will take his official visit to Ole Miss on the 25th and make a summertime decision. Muscle Shoals, 6'6", 250-pound defensive end, Kim Heron Johnson, reports to Ole Miss Spirit Zach Berry that he will take his official visit to Ole Miss on May the 30th. And Mansfield Lake Ridge four-star, 6'6", 320-pound offensive tackle Felix Ajo has narrowed his list down to eight, and Ole Miss made the cut, and he'll be in for the Grove Bowl. Some basketball tidbits quickly. 6'6", small forward, Fred Smith out of Briarcrest, visited over the weekend. He's the nation's number 56 overall prospect. Point guard Deshaun Dillon out of Northwest Rankin was offered by Ole Miss recently and visited Ole Miss. He's in the 2027 class, 6'3", 185-pound point guard. And last Thursday, the Rebels extended an offer to South Plains Junior College guard Isaac Tavares. He's a 6'7 off guard and is averaging 28.2 points a game, which is second in the country in points per game.
So now you're
they're trying to get some immediate
now
help
you're talking
for next year, and they want to get longer at length, these guard
length,
spots.
Length, I love it.
Now to the good, the bad, and the ugly, brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs, they've got you covered, home and business. Certified GAF Master Elite Contractor. Warranties that last a lifetime. You call or text 662-644-4297 or go to the website riverlandroofing.com.
Well, the good's pretty obvious. The baseball team opened the season in a tough six-team tournament in Arlington, Texas, and came out of the three-game set against three ranked teams, 2-1. They defeated Arizona in the opener, been a squeaker, 2-1, and capped the tournament off by run ruling Clemson, which was a shocker, 15-5, with an offensive show led by Luke Hill, who had a triple and two home runs while knocking in five. Overall, it was a really good weekend. People don't understand how important it is to have an ace in the SEC, particularly a Friday night guy that can go out there and give you a better than 50-50 chance of winning. Hopefully Hunter Elliott is back to form, and we know he can be an ace, and I hope that comes around. I mean, he had really good five innings against Arizona the other night in his first outing in, what, 2 years?
Yeah.
And hopefully he can keep that up. The bad, the Rebels did get run ruled by Texas in the second game of the tournament. So there's that on the bad side. That game basically came down to the fourth inning when Texas scored seven runs to take a lead. The Rebs could not overcome, losing 10-0. Also, the men's basketball team got beaten by Mississippi State in the Pavilion. That's always bad, losing to Mississippi State in anything. There are varying opinions why the Bulldogs were able to defeat the Rebels handily. I'm going to leave my opinion to myself, but from the cheap seats, it just looked like State played better and Ole Miss didn't.
Was that not ugly? You classified that as bad? That's ugly.
Yeah, it probably was. Probably was.
That's the ugliest game of the beard era.
Probably was.
Not a close second.
All right, so we get Arkansas State for baseball tomorrow. A weekend of 30-degree temperatures in eastern Kentucky.
Yeah.
For three, and then basketball on Saturday in Nashville.
Yeah, I, like I said earlier, I think we're going to know the way this season. They don't have to beat Vandy, but they got to play well. They got to play hard. You know, we saw what happened last year when they went in a tailspin, and it just felt like the whole air was sucked out of the building leaving that thing. I don't know. Maybe I'm making too much.
Yeah, I think you are. I think you are. This team's pretty resilient, I think, and they just had a bad game Saturday and got, I thought, out-athleted. And I think they match up better against Vandy. I wouldn't be surprised at all if they go up there and win.
Me too.
All right.
Heidi Toddy.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. We ask that you kindly not be that guy, and instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone from their top brands in any condition on any unlimited plan for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 with Galaxy AI.
With new line on my plan, additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.